Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Anti-Semitism continues to rise. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about the growing trend of anti-Semitism, which is concerning. And Matt, we've seen this where there's an anti-Semitic kind of trend that's happening. Now, you ratchet yourself back historically. Before you get to the Holocaust, the things leading up to the Holocaust, what happened? How did they get to that point? How could they fathom to go to the depths of slaughtering innocent human beings simply because they're Jews? And it is because they began a very anti-Semitic campaign that led up to that. I think that we are historically repeating some of the times of the 1930s because of this rising anti-Semitism, and we need to see what's on the horizon if this continues to escalate.
And repeating it, we are. And you look at some of the images from around the world, Matt, and we're seeing a resurgence in use of the swastika, even the Nazi swastika in some of these Islamic rallies. I saw one sign that was being waved about in one of these rallies that said, "God bless Hitler," or "Allah bless Hitler." And we see the American and the global left, the progressive left, oddly partnering with these Islamic nations and Islamic radicals against Israel on behalf of Palestine. And it just makes for some really strange bedfellows. But I've often said, you know, the theory behind that is the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And the enemy is, of course, the Judeo-Christian God is truth. And the enemy is Christ. So that's why you see the pagan left partnering with Islamic nations and those of the Islamic mindset and targeting Israel. And it's just, for me, it's surreal to see all this Nazi imagery being used against Israel once again.
Yeah, you see recently in the Chicago Northwest Side, pamphlets were put on cars that were anti-Semitic. Protesters at the embassies in different places around the world are calling for the demise of Israel. The French online forums, and the French have their own issues with a very hostile rise of radical Islam in that country. But the online forums are overflowing with hate over Israel. You know, what you're seeing is a rise in anti-Semitism. One of our students at Liberty University School of Law, he's a medical doctor, and he just graduated from Liberty, went to a university for a semester, another law school. I won't mention the name of that law school. Went for that one semester for some additional training, of special training there in medical legal issues. It was in a class on medical ethics, in legal ethics, and the teacher had brought in a medical ethicist from Israel, was speaking. At the time, that individual said, you know, in Syria, they've killed nearly 200,000 of their own people. Can you imagine what would happen if they pointed their rockets towards Israel? That's all he said. The next class, the teacher of this law school came in and said she apologized for the comments that the other person had made, that they would never happen again, and that as a result, she's going to bring in somebody who is an Islamic individual to counter what the individual said. It was chic at that particular school to be anti-Semitic, to be anti-Israel, and there would be very few people, if any, on the academic level that would be in sympathy or in favor of Israel and the Jewish people. It's unbelievable how anti-Semitic we're seeing this rise, not only of academia, but even on the college campuses around the country, where young people, in one particular case, young people gave an eviction notice and posted it on the dorm rooms of Jewish students that they were evicted. I mean, this is kind of things that is completely uncalled for. This is completely anti-Semitic, and it's a rise of anti-Semitism that should cause all of us a concern.
Well, and it's uncanny, and as you point out, Matt, it's happening in college campuses, leftist college campuses, which unfortunately represent the predominant mindset in academia. It's a progressive leftist mindset, which is anti-Semitic, which is anti-Israel. And so as the tensions in the Middle East once again reach a boil, we are seeing this anti-Semitism, this pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-Islamic sympathizer mindset take root once again and well up in college campuses around America among these the left. And leftism is built on ignorance and disinformation. And so it is wholly ignorance. And when you talk to some of these young kids and you start to walk through and walk back the propaganda that they bought into, the talking points that are being perpetuated by the mainstream media and by their professors who hate the nation of Israel, who are anti-Semitic, when you start correcting the disinformation that has been hand fed to them, they start to understand, and many of them, I think, become angry that they have been so misled.
That's true, and some of them still are blinded. Let me give you an illustration. One of the law students at Liberty University that we opened up an externship for in Israel in the summer was posting on her Facebook about the Israel and Gaza situation. Now, this individual is someone who has a friend in Canada, and very good friends, obviously, because the friend in Canada is getting married and chose this law school student to be her bridesmaid, and not only defriended her from Facebook, and not only said that she can't be her bridesmaid, but banned her from coming to the wedding because she was posting information on her Facebook that was truth and talking about Israel and defending Israel. This young girl in Canada was not even willing to listen to reason. Hopefully she does listen to reason, but they've got these blinders on. I can tell you that the polls in Israel show that the Arabs that live in Israel, that are Israeli citizens, certainly would not want Gaza or Hamas to be leading the government, that they prefer the liberty that they receive under Israel. It may surprise some people, but there's around 10 members of the Israeli Knesset, which is the parliament, the legislative body, that are Arab, Islamic, Israeli citizens, and they're actually part of the governing body of Israel. What you see in Israel in the Middle East is that that's the only place where democracy exists. It's the only place where Christians can thrive and be protected. They're being slaughtered in many of the Middle Eastern countries around the world. And it's amazing that even the Christian voices are silent about what's happening to Christians. But in Israel, they thrive and they have liberty. The same thing is happening for people who are Arabs or Islamic. In Israel, they're protected. They have liberty. In other countries, like in Iran and Syria, they're being slaughtered.
Oh, how telling is it, Matt, that the only truly free Muslims in the Middle East live within the tiny little nation of Israel?
Yeah.
That those are the only truly free Muslims in the entire Middle East. And the freest Muslims in the world live in Western nations, live in the United States and live in Israel. Now, you see Muslims, Islamists, unfortunately abusing the liberties that they are given and with uprisings in France and elsewhere, but the freest live in the West.
They do live in the West, and it is important to understand the real issues with regards to Israel, the Jewish people in the Middle East, and to be a voice for such a time as this. There were voices back in the 1930s that were silent, and you saw the results of that historically. This is not a time for us to be silent. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or call 800-671-1776. Become part of our Christians in Defense of Israel. Nearly 250,000 people have done so. lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org, or call us at 800-671-1776. Liberty Counsel now has about 250,000 people that are supporters as part of our Christians in Defense of Israel ministry. I hope that you also decide to become one as well. You can learn more about it by calling 800-671-1776 or send us a letter or send us an email that you want to be part of our Christians in Defense of Israel. We will be creating a special email just for you, and we already have a separate and special letter that we send out regularly to update you regarding specific issues relating to Israel and the Jewish people. Again, it's Christians in Defense of Israel, a ministry of Liberty Council. Remember to pray for Liberty Council and to support us financially. We are a nonprofit, tax-exempt organization. We can exist and act and advance only by your prayers and certainly by your financial support. Go to lc.org for more information on how you can support Liberty Council.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.